It's Doc.
Hello.
He lives. Take a trip to somewhere new.
I've no idea what this shit is that they're talking about.
Careful, man. They're talking about accessibility and disability.
Right, okay. I just said I didn't know what shit they were talking about.
I know.
As in, what's this shit? I didn't mean it was shit. And I'm not backpedaling. I don't backpedal. And I've got a bleep now as it is. Or edit a film. Long distance hug. Thanks, Bronwyn. Needed that.
More of a bear huggy, Bronwyn.
When technology is designed for everyone, it lets anyone do what they love. Including me.
Hello, Tim. Why can't anyone get an iPhone? Come on.
Good morning.
Oh, it's very compact and bijou. Look at that. He's gone, he's gone to the comedy club.
Thank you. I see a few iPhones out there.
Yeah, but not
my
many.
Mother-in-law.
Welcome back.
I see a few iPhones out there.
Thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, sixes.
All sixes, yeah.
I could not be prouder to share that video with you. Our teams work so incredibly hard to make all of our products accessible to everyone. And today, we're launching a new accessibility website. It's all about the accessibility
straight into it
that we've designed and built right into our product. We believe the technology should be accessible to everyone. We hope that this website becomes a great resource that people can use all around the world.
Bronwyn's asking if we know that the wireless headphones are on hold, right?
People have access
the world,
yes.
Yes. The world knows.
They can push humanity.
I cried.
I like Tom Kalicka's tweet this morning. Well, I think they're holding off because this is one that they can't afford to get wrong. Too late. If you push it back from when you said you were going to launch it, too late.
We've got... Thank you. We've got some great new products.
Is that a MacBook behind him or a sheet of paper?
I'd like to start
look at that thing.
Morning with a few updates.
You know, it's funny, if you deliver some shit that doesn't work, everybody goes, why don't you hold it till you do it? Then if you hold it till you do it, then everybody goes,
oh,
you fucked up because you didn't give
shut
me.
Up, apologies.
No, it's not. That's any company. I don't even give a fuck about boy at this point. I'm mad as shit.
Oh, right we're going to have to mark this one explicit then.
Which seems to say all. Unparalleled and a cut above anything
at
in the industry.
At 6 in the morning.
I couldn't have said it better myself. More importantly, the customer response has been very strong. iPhone 7 makes the things that you do every
Yeah, mostly
day
anger at the fact so they couldn't get one.
Exactly.
One of those very important things is taking great photos.
Well, put your helmet down, woman, and you'll take a far better photo. Let's wobble.
They are so excited. They've been sending us some of the
That's
photos.
An image stabilizer.
Oh, got you.
I'll share some with you this morning. There's some really beautiful ones, like this one. As well as this.
Oh, God.
And this one.
He's bored already. He's only
they
done the third
absolutely
picture.
Absolutely beautiful. This is a
and
very
this
small
one.
Selection. iPhone 7 takes incredible photos.
And rare.
But it's not just about taking great photos. The fun
pretty
is
pretty much
going
is with cameras, mate, yeah.
And enjoying them and sharing them with your friends and family. And we've made that
and deleting them without
and much
without giving customers a chance to get them
down. The memories feature, which automatically gives you new memories every day right from your photo library. This is a new feature, but despite that, already 400 billion memories have been viewed and enjoyed by iPhone. This is the best camera, the best photo experience, and the best iPhone ever made.
I actually like that memories thing. I've actually shared a couple of things already from it.
There's a lot of videos as well. It's done well with the grouping of people on as well. I quite like the way they've done that. Works well.
Yeah. Have you guys messed with the editing? I mean, you can go in and fully edit it too, which I think is awesome.
Mm. Oh, can you?
Yeah, you can change the photos, change the duration, change the music.
iOS 10 is awesome. I've got to say, I've found no problems with it. The battery life's great. I haven't had any issues.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
In just over a month, over 60% of our customers are already
Now my wife gets pissed at this number because they get constantly braided. They don't want to upgrade. And have you seen the new thing Apple's doing now? It pops up and you have to like cancel out of it. Like the only way when the pop-up comes up is you have to cancel out, which gets you to another screen, and then you've got to like, it puts you in this loop.
Yeah.
The only way to cancel it is to upgrade.
10.1.
Yeah.
And the comparison with Android is bollocks, Tim. Move on.
Well, so of course 60% of people upgrade because you annoyed them so much that they just did it.
The thing is now, if you tick the don't show me box again, you've either got to upgrade or if you click cancel, it doesn't register the fact that you checked the box. So it's an impossibility. It's either incompetent UI or they deliberately just don't want you to not upgrade, which I think is probably the latter.
Yeah, it feels deliberate.
Some of the portraits they take, and I'm really pleased to share some with you this morning.
Like more photos. Yay.
And this one. Who the hell put the picture up with wonky water? Jesus Christ, Tim.
And then
off now.
Friggin' amateur.
It's amazing you can do that.
It kind of looks like my baby bitches.
I can't believe that Apple puts a picture up with the Hudson at 30 degrees.
I encourage you to do it. It's really
8 minutes.
Awesome.
I've got nothing. I don't got time for editing.
Also this week, Apple Pay kicked off.
Yeah, just put a tag on it.
With iPhone 7 and the Apple Watch Series 2. So now our
it's artistic. No, Sloping Water's not friggin' artistic, Batwinch.
And their Apple Watch Series 2 for transit.
It's incompetent.
And for making payments. This is a huge deal in Japan because every day there's over 160 million.
Why are we reviewing Apple Pay? I want a curry. I ain't got 2 hours for this, Tim. Move on.
Experience by far.
I want curry now.
Now, we've also introduced support for transit in the Maps app with iOS 10.1.
We know this.
This provides extensive coverage.
Yeah, you guys know this. Japan. The media knows this. But again,
everyone watched last keynote knows this, really and the cool. keynote before that.
And so we've included cool new features with this, like local signs.
And the thing is, he's telling this to an assembled group of nothing but Apple employees,
you know,
in the toilet.
It's funny because I think more and more Apple's viewing these as events for the larger consumer audience, and I think they are becoming that. And I think the fact that they put an auto-playing version of this on Apple.com is an indication that they know this stuff is going out to a wider public.
Yeah. Not having to rely on going through Mossberg. Is he still dissing Siri? Because Siri is absolutely still corked.
Oh my God! I'd say every day Alexa beats her ass. Sorry, don't answer that. it's right next to the microphone. If I say that, hey Amazon, word.
I use the Google one. It's much better.
Apple Watch, Nike Plus is available, and we think runners around the world.
Hands down, of the four, Alexa's the best.
So as you can tell,
oh easily.
It's been a pretty busy week.
And I've sussed out lights as well. Now thanks to.
Today. IFTTT or Yonomi?
Yonomi.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yonomi's got all of the devices to work, including Sonos. Brilliant.
With Apple TV,
I'm glad with my lights I didn't veer from Hue.
To be as great as the experience across your Apple devices. And so when we launched the new Apple TV, we launched with a clear vision. We believe the future of
it's a shit remote.
So how are we doing?
I like the remote. Well, I don't think it's shit.
I hate it.
Oh, I love it. The new one, the 4, Generation 4 is brilliant.
Oh, no, Apple TV's all right. I always grab the wrong end.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Wrap a rubber band around the bottom end and call it a day.
Yeah, you're holding it wrong. You are actually holding it wrong.
With some amazing
titles. I made a wooden stand for mine, so I don't really have to pick it up. I just leave it where it is.
A very popular one coming before the end of the year, and that is Minecraft.
Oh dear.
So now
that means I'm never going to get on my Apple TV anymore.
Me neither.
On their iPads and iPhones. Going to be really fun. Our customers also love watching their favorite TV shows on Apple TV, like Mr. Robot. And in fact, we now have over 16
Sorry, Muller, we boring you?
Apps from video content providers.
You pretty much actually that. Actually, now you say it, yeah.
At least he's honest.
An amazing amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they're going to solve this. That's the problem right there, that number. 1,600 entertainment TV apps. How do you freaking manage them all and find what you want to watch?
Exactly.
And not have to, like, register your through your cable provider, which they haven't rolled out single sign-on yet that they promised.
No, you get back to the Bruce Springsteen song, 57 channels and nothing on. You cry, holy, I long for 57 channels. I would love 57 channels, please. More interesting. There is so much out there, and this goes for apps, it goes for movies, it goes for TV shows, it goes for channels, it goes for apps. There is so much out there that you cannot find anything anymore.
Well, the problem is that Apple doesn't let you focus on you with Apple TV. Like, the apps are all there, but you have no way to build the Apple TV around sort of what you want to see.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm here for File for Chapter 11. A video made possible by Twitter on Apple TV. For Twitter.
Let's jump in and watch Thursday Night Football.
Dude, well, this is cool.
Twitter on Apple TV, because here in the States, the Thursday Night Football thing they've been doing is actually pretty amazing.
From their iPhone to iPad. No. I bought the NFL app for a 7-day pass, and I only canceled it because, man, if I'm paying you, don't show me the same commercials I see if I'm watching it on TV. Like, even put up the stupid title screen that just says commercial and project, be right back. But play the whole commercial after I paid for it, irritates the crap out of me.
Looks like the Bears have recovered in the end zone. Now, the Twitter timeline is alive.
Oh, charming.
Show immediate reactions. That pretty much sums up my fantasy team this year. Tweets also include video replays.
Yours and mine, mate. Yours and mine.
And periscopes from different vantage points. I have to say, this is a great way to watch TV. With that touchdown, I think the Bears might be able to win this on defense alone.
The Bears play cricket.
At critical moments in the game like this, audience polls let Jose weigh in on the situation. Once he's voted, live results show up instantly. Now, Jose sees some candor that he wants to respond to. Apple TV makes it easy for him to send that tweet to his iPhone so he can join the conversation. See how he responds. Strong choice.
Why would they let him?
Thursday Night Football, Twitter is very excited to offer free premium sports content from the NHL and NBA, news from Bloomberg, and election night coverage from BuzzFeed.
Oh, pass on that.
We're merging live video, social, sports, and news.
I think elections as well, stretching the imagination of what it actually is.
Twitter on Apple TV. What's happening? Thank you.
They got their tagline in.
Hey, Jim.
Hey there, Jim.
What's up, Dal Rimps?
Thank you, Ryan. This is a great example of the power of Apple TV, how apps change the way that...
Now, please give me a centralized watch list, Jim. That's all I want.
So many great apps, and each of these apps has an incredible amount of amazing content. With Siri and Universal Search, we've made it easy to search...
Siri does work well on searching for stuff. I grab it that.
It does. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the only time it actually functions properly.
To woman, he puts it somewhere.
Want to do even more to make it.
Yeah, Bronwyn's gone to sleep.
We want Apple TV to be the one place to access all.
Here we go. Make it good, Tim.
Unified TV experience.
We want to rule the world.
That's one place to access all of your TV shows, smoothie. One place to discover great new content to watch. So today, we are announcing
new TV,
a new app. Ooh. We simply call it
TV. Oh, yeah. That's a genius title.
Where's this on Xbox?
It will completely change how you watch TV with your Apple TV as well as your iPhone and iPad. But rather than talk about it,
go on,
we'd like to show you.
Okay.
And to do that, I'd like to bring up Jen Fold, senior designer on Apple TV, to show you all about it. Jen?
They're going to end up saying TV too often, and you're going to get confused about what's Apple TV and what's TV and what's TV app. And what's TV you bought?
The new TV app is the first place I go when I turn on my Apple TV. It brings the shows and from all my video apps all into one place. So I start off in Watch Now, where the focus is on Up Next. It has all the shows that I'm currently watching from across my apps.
Yes.
You can see what's up next along the bottom.
Okay, you can stop the keynote now. That's enough.
For each in the top right.
I'm happy with that.
So for example, I bought down iTunes. But didn't finish watching. And as you can see, up next, let's continue from where I left off. For shows that I'm binging on, like Homeland on Showtime, next episode is right here, ready for me to start. And for currently airing shows that I'm watching, like The Big Bang Theory on CBS, up next shows me the newest episode once it's available. It's so great to finally have one place to go for everything I'm watching.
This should just be the starting interface.
When I want to discover something new, I just swipe down. Our editors have selected absolute best content and showcase it in What to Watch and the TV and Movie Spotlight. And since all of this is content from my apps, it means I can just play everything I see. I can choose to browse by category or get a look even further into the catalog available to me, these hand-curated collections.
Billions.
So,
love that show.
If anyone hasn't seen Game of Thrones yet, now's a great time to start. And with Watch Now, I just click play. I'm taken straight to HBO Now, and the show starts.
Ellis is desperate to watch Game of Thrones, but I won't let him, because there's too much shagging.
Yeah.
So since I'm watching in HBO Now, pressing menu takes me to the show details from within the app. And I can get back to TV just by pressing the TV.
But I honestly think he only wants to watch it because there's loads of shagging.
Game of Thrones was automatically added to the front of Up Next, so it's easy for me to pick up later. So that's Watch Now. It's the best.
That when she's suggesting I make him read the books instead. That would be far more educational, absolutely.
Across my app.
There's loads of shagging.
Now moving over to the library view, I have all of my iTunes purchases and rentals.
You Limely, you've never read a book.
And now you get a sneak peek at some of my guilty pleasures like The Real Housewives. True story. When I'm in the mood for something completely new, I head over to the store, where I can explore great new content to add to
Watch Now. Yeah, go on Hulu, rub it in.
There's new movies available from iTunes, and all of these apps that I can just sign up to access. So when I find one that I like, I can just click
As long as you're in America.
In just a few seconds, the app installs on my Apple TV, and it will automatically download to all of my other devices, so I can watch wherever I want.
They better end this with they're going to enable single sign-on finally.
So here within Stars, I can easily sign up, or if I'm already authenticated Apple's new single sign-on feature, I'll instantly get access to all the great content they have right here in the app. And when I go back to TV, I can see that Watch Now has automatically been updated as well to include the best Stars, like Power and Star Wars The Force Awakens. And the TV app doesn't just work
on my Apple TV. Cover artist.
It's on my iPhone and iPad as well, which is great for when I'm on the road or just relaxed in my backyard. So let's switch to my iPad. So here's the new
That's TV on app. iPhone and iPad too.
I'm all right with this, as long as it just stays as what I watch rather than what you think I want to watch.
The
TV app should be only what I tell it. I want to see. I don't want any suggestions in there because then it gets cluttered.
It's got tons of suggestions in there.
No, yeah. I mean,
she just went through all of it.
Good shows that way, though.
No, but it's
for shows that I'm watching. I can just say, play Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
She said at the start, this is all the things that I'm currently watching. As long as it stays as that, that's fine. And then when I click the show, if it says, oh, you might like, I'm fine with that at the bottom. But as long as that central interface shows only my shows.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it looks. I mean, it looks like at the top you have all the stuff you're currently watching. And what was kind of cool is it looks like it only makes recommendations from the apps that you have. So if you haven't installed the app, then it's not going to be like recommending stuff that isn't for apps that you've already thrown into it.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So you're not going to get, I'm not going to get recommendations for Hulu that I don't subscribe to. It does look like it will kind of show Hulu in the store as a, hey, you might like these shows on Hulu, but in the main interface, it looks like the main interface, that Watch Now interface, is restricted to just the stuff that you're watching and the apps that you have installed already, which I think is the right way to handle it.
Is Apple going to have the next keynote in the local Starbucks or something? Because this is really, really... How we watch
television. Well, they're in their town hall, which only holds like a few hundred people, I think. The new town hall, though, is massive.
This one doesn't look like it holds more than about 50 people.
I've seen it. I've been in there. It's like a high school auditorium, basically.
This looks smaller than that.
That's where you get clapped in as an employee. Easier than
ever. Yeah, I mean, it's only probably... Have you seen it? You've seen it, Doc, right?
Yeah, I've been there. That's how I said that's where you get clapped in as an employee.
It's only... I mean, it's small. It's like a college lecture hall, basically. I can get more news just by
swiping up. Or a theater at a multiplex. Just by
clicking. Yeah. Yeah. We got a guy just stole a bike here at Walmart. I got him roped and tied to the street.
What? The cavalry arrived moments later.
So that's great when I know what channel I want. But what about when I just want to watch my favorite sport? So let's say it's Saturday, netball. And you know what that means, college football day. All I need to do is tell Siri to turn on the game. Watch the Louisville game.
If you're in America.
Siri knows which app has the game and takes me straight to the action.
I've always wanted this.
If you're in America.
But the funny thing is I'd mostly use it for footy because sometimes, you know, as they bounce through the various competitions, it goes between NBC, BN, ESPN, and Fox Sports. And so I never know which channel the footy's on here. It's not like, guys, you have one, you know, like either BN or what is that other one you guys got? BT1 or Sky? It's a little easier. Ours is like six different things that might possible show footy.
So let's take a look. Ewan, this may not, because it's tied into app, it may work if you have an app that will let you watch the games that you want that live on your Apple TV.
Pass, yeah. I don't know. I don't think we'll get the NAA stuff, but we'll get we won't get the college stuff, but we'll have it on NFL Pass or something.
Yeah.
I wish BT Sport was on Apple TV, says Muller in the chat room. Seconded, because I only want to buy one channel. I don't want 26 quid for all of them.
Watch TV shows, movies, sports, and more. Thanks so much.
This looks pretty good.
Tonight's drink of choice is ginger beer, as brought in by Graham last week. Thank you very much, Graham.
Very nice. Thanks, Jen.
First glance, that seems good. But
yeah, I'm impressed with that. Quite good.
That often happens. As well as proof will be in the pudding, though.
Westworld, that's another thing that Ellis says he wants to watch, but I think that's because it's got tons of nudity in it. I might not be being fair to him here, but...
It's had a little, but it's not nearly as bad as with that as Game of Thrones, I don't think.
No.
I haven't got that impression.
What me and Kelly used to call
it. It's also not as... It's violent, but not as violent.
Three was a lot more tame than two. So I think you'd have turned off at three. iPhone and iPad have become the primary ways that many of us enjoy watching television.
And now with the TV app, there's really no reason to watch TV for help.
So that's Apple TV. That's cornering the market. That's monopolistic.
You know where the downfall of the TV app is going to be is that you don't have multiple accounts on Apple TV.
Next thing we'd like to talk about.
You can't do like you can with Netflix where you've got Briny's watching, Ellis is watching, you're watching.
Right. And so it's going to fall down there because my family doesn't care about the stuff that I'm watching on HBO. They don't want to see any of it.
The Mac is more than a problem with them in profiles.
It's a new Mac.
Everything we do and everything we create at Apple. The Mac is so incredibly important to us. Not just important to us, important to the world. It's had a profound impact in education.
It's a computer. Design, steady on, Tim.
Business, the arts, the science, so many areas. The world's creative forces use the Mac to push the world forward. We continue to push the Mac experience forward with Mac OS. And this year, we launched the best version yet, Mac OS Sierra. It brought a lot of powerful...
I got to say, I like Sierra as well. Loving Sierra.
Such as...
I haven't upgraded yet.
I don't think you'll see any difference, mate. I mean, everything works. I haven't had any faults of compatibility.
As well as your iPhone.
Yeah, I just have low-level stuff that I have to reset up.
Sierra's definitely worth it, Batwinch.
Yeah, the clipboard handoff alone is cherry, and unlocking my computer with my watch is pretty epic.
Now are offering their customers Apple Pay, so you can shop with your Mac, and then just with a click and a tap, complete your purchase. Siri is now available on all Apple platforms, including the Mac.
Tim knows you can do that top of the if they save your credit card details on a store, right?
We designed some specific ones just for the
Yeah, but that's not as
instance,
secure.
You can do detail file
I'm not, I know.
Just by asking Siri.
No, you
I don't
can't.
Think people are switched,
Siri
though.
Is crap.
People have been doing the original pay the so long. I don't think people are going to take their time to set up the password thing, even though they should for their own benefit. I know I haven't, and I know better. Just think, when am I going to stop to like switch into Apple Pay?
But this week happens to be.
Can you use mute if you're going to do that, dude?
Huh?
Can you do that if you're going to bring up your dinner and from your nose?
No, is that's a tick. I don't even realize I'm doing it until after.
We do.
Anniversary.
Smart.
Our first notebook.
25th anniversary of the first notebook.
October 25th of 1991.
Ooh,
I have one of those.
Apple unveiled the first.
Oh, I love that.
That wasn't the first notebook, though.
The notebook actually defined the modern notebook.
Go on, then.
I'm pretty sure
there was the Apple Portable, right? Wasn't that the first one?
That's not a notebook.
This is the first portable.
It looked like a notebook.
Apple Portable was a tank, bro.
So you could rest from
yeah, well, you I guess they don't consider that to be a notebook.
It had a pointing device integrated right into the palm wrap.
And at the time, it was now, the best ever Mac we'd ever made.
Today, but this is where it all started. It was also the first laptop with an active matrix display.
I mean, I think the reason why the portable doesn't kick it was 16 pounds or 7.2 kilos.
Major innovation. It wound up
It still was a clamshell design like that, right? And it folded it open and had a handle.
First
and
notebook with built-in Wi-Fi.
I think if you look at some source, the notebook would be like under 10 pounds.
The first with all-flash storage and the first with all-day battery life. And the first Retina display in a notebook. For
that's true.
25 years, we've been defining and redefining what a notebook
first ones,
is.
He's gone through a list of firsts there.
What a notebook can do.
There were 4K ones before that.
Yeah, see, Mac Tracker has the Macintosh portable under the PowerBook category. So.
That's, and that was 89.
Nope.
So you're going to know what the new one's about to look like?
Yep.
It's going to be retro. It's going to look like the old one.
Oh, God. You remember the 20th anniversary of Mac?
I still miss my 17-inch MacBook Pro.
Yep.
I hated that thing.
I love it. I've still got it. Still runs. Works perfectly.
Way too huge.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Up the middle.
Looks the same.
Oh my God, Final Cut.
There it is.
Oh. OLED bar looks good.
I like a bit of that.
If only I used a laptop anymore.
Man, they got to come up with an extra keyboard that does that.
This is the new MacBook Pro, and it is absolutely incredible. To tell you all about it, I'd like to invite Phil Schiller up. Phil?
Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. This is so exciting. A new generation MacBook Pro is seriously. It has a whole new design, made of aluminum.
Look how far the trackpad comes to the edge of the...
All sides. It's an incredible screen.
This keyboard and the bottom. I mean, it's massive.
Unique collaboration between our hardware engineering, our operations, and our industrial design team, working together to solve problems others haven't even tried to tackle. It is the new gold standard for notebook computers. It enables innovations not possible before.
It looks about the same thickness, maybe a little thinner.
15-inch sizes, silver and space gray. And it is simply the thinnest and lightest MacBook Pro we have ever made.
I don't care about thinness and lightness anymore. It's thin and light enough, mate.
So let's dive into a few of the details. First, let's look at the
13-inch MacBook Pro. I want battery, exactly.
Here's the previous generation, absolutely the leader in its field in performance, thin and light. Here's the new 13 MacBook Pro on the right.
So?
Yes.
Ooh. It's just 14.9 millimeters. The bottoms aren't lining up in that image, are they?
17%. Yes. It's just dark, so you can't see it, but it's straight.
And it's smaller, too. 23% smaller in volume. Just a quarter less. That's a huge difference. It weighs less, too. It weighs just 3 pounds. Almost a half a pound less than the previous version. Turn it around so you can see the all-metal design.
God, I remember when notebook batteries weighed 3 pounds.
There you go. Just, I'm seeing four USB-C ports.
Chat room's going off on it. They're definitely agreeing that there's got to be more battery. Bronwyn says, tell me it lasts, the battery lasts 2 days, and I'm in. And does it flex in your backpack?
Here's the new 15-inch Pro next to it. 15.5 millimeters.
Nice.
Thin. That's 14% thinner.
Who cares?
And it is smaller.
The one that we've currently got is thin enough, Phil. Give me more battery.
Than the previous one. One-fifth less.
This is automatic.
And it weighs...
The way that the new Intel Logic Boards is, that battery stuff is automatic.
Burra Barrister saying, looks like illuminated Apple has disappeared.
Just unheard of. But what's really impressive...
That'd be interesting. Because I do like having that.
Look inside.
Although I never look at it.
Because everything is all new. New track, a force touch.
Look at that thing's huge,
twice
as massive
big as the trackpad of the previous generation. A lot more room for your gestures. Now, this is only possible because of the force touch technology. In order to have a great click feel, if it was a mechanical click mechanism, it would not be possible. Really state of the art, the best trackpad ever made. The keyboard is all new as well. It uses the butterfly switch mechanism that we pioneered.
A lot of people are going to hate that.
But now we've applied it to a professional notebook. And in this case, it's a new switch mechanism, second generation butterfly. It's more responsive, gives an even greater sense of keyboard travel as you press on it. It is a great keyboard. And I could talk all day about it, but I think you're probably looking at that area just above it. What our team has done, this area where functions exist, is remarkable. But before we get into that, I do think it's worth a moment for a requiem for the function. Many of you probably experienced the first time, as some of us did, back with something like this. This is an IBM 3270 mainframe terminal from 1971. That's when many of us first experienced this great new technology called the function. And it allowed us to
They used to be in a grid, didn't they?
Well, those function keys migrated to our desktops, to our notebooks. Over 45 years we've been using functions. Well, actually, for the last, who knows how many years,
Doc,
we really haven't been using them anymore.
Who's doing that?
Because when's the
Doc,
last time you had a 30
taking pictures. Stop.
Terminal emulation session? It's been a while, right? So we've mapped
or mute first
onto these keys. put volume and brightness on them. But this is crazy, keeping 45-year-old technology around, mapping other things to them. Our design team has taken on the challenge to move forward and say, what if we get rid of them? What could we do in their place? What technology could we provide that actually enhances the experience that we all have with our notebooks all day long? What they've done is truly remarkable. This is what it looks like. The Retina display.
Ooh.
Multi-touch. It responds to gestures, taps, makes things incredibly already. Touch.
I love it.
Touch bar, not magic.
I love it, but I think it's just in the wrong location, because that looks like, especially if you're scrolling through an audio or through Final Cut timeline or something, you'd be reaching
kind of
over
far
the
up
keyboard.
There, yeah.
Exactly, it's a long way away from you. They're increasing the frequency of use, but they're not promoting it in terms of the distance from your core.
That's a good point. Yeah,
the problem is where you'd want to have it is probably right above the trackpad, but then it's going to get in the way of typing.
But then they've got they could do a palm rejection on that, surely.
Slide along, tap it, and it takes you to that website. Once you're there, it changes again. Now it shows you a search field, the back button. And add
I like it. I think it's great. I've got some sympathy with the fact of where else are you going to put it. But I think if you're increasing the idea of the function keys being up there was because they were accessed so infrequently.
But to Doc's point, it would work awesome on a on the keyboard, on the Apple wireless keyboard, because you don't have the trackpad in the way, pushing it way up.
Perfect. And since it's near the keyboard,
I also think that if you're hardwired for 45 years of function keys at the top, then it's easier to put it there first and move it later than to put it at the bottom and instantly have 50% of the people bitching.
Yeah, but then you're gonna be striking keys and things like that when you're reaching for it. That'll go pretty quickly, mate.
Bringing Touch ID to the Mac for the very first time.
That's good.
So I like it. I think it's an innovation. I think it's good. I just think that people are going to be complaining soon enough.
You know that most people don't have hands like us. The general population has smaller hands.
It's not about size.
I agree with you. It's going to get in my way. It'll get in my way, but I think most people are more manually dexterous than myself.
And this chip includes secure enclave. So now you can do Apple Pay purchases with your finger right on your MacBook Pro.
Apple's chips are now becoming the new Performa. It's like, how many freaking chips do we need to have?
Touch ID. And to show it to you working live for the very first time, I'm really excited to bring up Craig Federighi. Craig?
So we have M10, S1, A10, T1, W1.
Rare privilege to be able to first show you the new MacBook Pro and Touch Bar live action. To do that, I'm going to have to do a grand reveal here. My David Copperfield moment. All right. Here it is, the new MacBook Pro. Getting started on your Mac has never been
You could have left easier. It uncovered. No one would have noticed.
We've now brought Touch ID.
They do look the same.
So now, take my finger, rest it on the Touch ID sensor, and instantly...
But the lighted apple is definitely missing.
Now I want to focus our attention here on the amazing Touch Bar.
Kind of cool first the new thing, Touch ID sensor is square.
You'll be relieved to see they're all
or rectangle.
Still, so you can... access your brightness, playback controls, your audio, and for the first time ever, Siri has a dedicated key right on the Mac. It's really great. Now, Bill's touching eulogy for the function keys may have been a bit premature. I know some of you had some 3270 emulation sessions planned for this afternoon, and good news, they can carry on, because if you hold down the function key, you notice they come right back available to you right here. It's a huge relief. Now, normally you're going to run with your system controls tucked away in control strip. What's really great is control strip still makes it really easy to do everything you want to do with your system control. Because you have multi-touch, you can tap and slide.
Wait, right, what's control strip?
Like adjusting your volume.
Like the dock is going up there.
But you'll notice here in the middle, an area for system
it's what?
Control controls for the dock. Let me show you those inside of Mail. So here we are in Mail. And you notice that the bar has been transformed. So now I have controls for things like adjusting, posing a message, replying, even flagging, all right here. And as I work my way through my messages, you'll notice another button here. This one actually provides predictions for where I might want to file my messages based on my previous filing habits. So I can just send this one off with a tap. That easy. Now, because Touch Bar is part of the keyboard, great for typing. I can reply to this message, and you notice I'm presented with QuickType options. And QuickType has learned how I like to communicate. So I can just respond to this one with I actually need that. Right there. And when it comes to formatting my text, Touch Bar has me covered as well. You see, it presents formatting controls. So for instance, I can make the text bold, change its color.
Adam, it looks like it's just a contextual menu from right-clicking, kind of moved up there with a little bit of extra spin.
See, it even predicts who I might want to add to this menu.
I knew I was going to be super bummed that Apple made me buy a new laptop last month.
Tap on the send button. Send this message away. Now, of course, what I've done
see, that's
here...
See, that's a real frequency of access
totally passé. It's all about emoji. So let me bring up messages. And you'll see what happens is I type pumpkins.
If you watch his hand exchange,
yes, a replacement.
He has pretty big hands, and he's doing a good job of not like clumsy.
It's not about the size of the hands, Doc. It's about frequency of access. You go in there so
I use my function keys a lot, so that's why I was so curious about this.
Yeah, but not.
But that's because of the editing programs we use.
My response, just like this. Now sometimes. You get a message.
I don't use any of the function keys I've got for editing.
Give them that necessary emotional ballast with a quick response. You can give them a thumbs up or maybe even a heart to give them that personal affirmation they need to make it through the day. It's really great. You can do that all right on your Touch Bar. Now, Touch Bar is really fantastic for navigation in your apps. You see, here I've opened a Safari window that has multiple tabs, and Touch Bar is transformed with a control for moving between my tabs. I get previews here. I can just tap and move through my tabs like this, or even slide and get a preview. And when I want to open a new tab, well, that's easy too. I can tap on the plus button. You see right here.
Immediate problem with that is your porn tab is still going to be visible.
An item I've had my eye on Etsy. And you see, now that Etsy is bringing Apple Pay,
porn tab on your bar.
Yeah.
Well, I can actually buy this impulse purchase here with just a tap. I can securely authorize the payment with Touch ID.
Much does that pyramid cost?
Hanshaw is willing to part with $5,000 at the moment.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. All right, let's move on to photos because the Touch Bar is really great in photos. Now I can take photos here full screen. This is obviously not my personal photo library, but I'm able to enjoy this photo in
just in case the wife's watching.
On my main display,
I was just thinking the same thing.
The navigation. So I have this strip of all my photos. Easily swipe between them or flick my way to the end of my library. It's super easy to identify.
Ferengi goes out with a lot of girls.
Like this one. You notice this is a video.
Oh, no, it's not his.
So I have playback control right on Touch Bar. And if you notice, Touch Bar also has a scrubbing control with a preview of my video.
Dissent in the chat room. Rob, GB Redneck is saying, sorry, but this is bullshit.
Really great.
Whoa.
Touch Bar is also great for making quick edits. So if I go to a photo like this that maybe I want to rotate, you notice there's a control on Touch Bar to do that. Just a tap. And I can do more powerful edits as well. For instance, I might want to make some adjustments on this one. I can use my leveling control. Yeah, level just like this. Really easy. I can
Why would you do that on a Touch Bar when you've got a huge pad at the bottom that will do it far more accurately?
Well, exactly.
Or lighter.
Load the stuff he's already said you can do on the Touch Bar, on the touchpad.
See, those filters are actually previewed right here on the Touch Bar. So I can just tap through, look at different effects, pick one that I like. There's even a button to preview the before and after. I think those are a great set of edits right
there. I don't want to diss this because it is a good innovation and I like it. I just think the amount of access that they're giving you to it is going to become tiresome.
Well, if the actions are replacing
versus normal people,
but again, if this is keeping you in the keyboard area, then that distance of travel for your fingers is not going to be as great. So if you are doing everything and you're keeping your hands up by the keys, this works. It's when you have to transition between the trackpad and this that it kind of breaks down. But everything I'm seeing seems to be putting the focus of keeping you on the keyboard.
You also got to remember, he's standing up and he's still leaning forward to touch those things. If you're sitting down at a more oblique angle, I think you're not going to see them.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
To customize the system. Now, you can customize.
It is cool. The whole thing is cool. I'm not saying it's not cool. I just think he's standing up. He's not sitting down. The angle will be a completely different process, and I think you could end up with some frustration.
When you, here's the answer, then you just got to get a standing desk, Ewan.
Yeah, right.
I've customized my touch. I think the big win is because many people will do these kind of edits on their eye devices because it's easier for their hand gestures and whatnot. And then so for the normal people who don't know how to use apps the way we know how to use apps, this is probably going to come out easier. And that's their audience now.
Whether we like it or not. Yeah. It totally breaks down for me because when I use my MacBook Pro at home, I use it like a desktop. So it's just a screen. And I have a separate keyboard.
Actually recognizes him. And with a click, he can fast user switch right into his account.
That's cool. I like that.
Oh.
User switch is good.
Don't do that on an iPad.
Fantastic finger work, Phil. So that is a quick demonstration.
Redneck saying MacBook novelty, MacBook gimmick. There is a certain element of that, I think.
You love it. Thank you.
I am quite impressed.
Well, again, I too, they haven't mentioned developer APIs. This is all Apple stuff. So.
Yeah. And some guys said that the Wright Brothers flying thing was a gimmick.
...of touch bar on the MacBook Pro. It doesn't stop there. Integrated throughout the application I love. So now it's so much easier to search for things with maps, touch bar. It's so easy to answer a FaceTime call right from the touch bar. It's great for zooming between weeks in your calendar. It controls your music playback when you're in iTunes. It's complete support across all of the iWork applications. So it's built into Pages, Keynote, Numbers. It's awesome when you're editing videos in iMovie. And it's great for controlling the musical instruments you play, GarageBand. We've even built in touch bar support, the ever-popular Terminal. And for developers, they're going to love the support in touch bar inside Xcode, not only for using Xcode, but creating touch bar in their own application.
There you go.
Yeah. Awesome.
Changes the experience we have on our Mac. So now let's turn to the display. Display, new MacBook Pro is simply the best display we've ever made on. Compared to the previous 15-inch MacBook Pro, 67% brighter. It has a 67% greater contrast. It displays wide color with 25% greater color gamut. All this in a display that consumes less power is as thin as a 12-inch MacBook display. Now let's flip it over and let's look inside, because the engineering innovation is just as remarkable on the inside of the new MacBook. So every 15-inch MacBook Pro includes,
two big batteries.
The most powerful MacBook Pro we've ever made. There you go.
It's funny, he laughs when he says it.
MacBook Pro, an Intel Core i7, sixth generation quad-core chip. It's paired with faster 2133 megahertz memory. It is a fast. It has faster graphics as well. Radeon Pro graphics. This is the AMD Polaris architecture. Up to 4 gigs of video memory, and it delivers graphics power that's now 2.2 times faster than the previous generation 15-inch MacBook Pro. The storage is faster too, now up to 3.1 gigabyte per second. You can configure it with twice as much, up to 2 terabytes, and it's 50% faster as well. Now all this performance, faster CPU, faster graphics, faster memory, faster storage, in a device that's thinner, took creating in a whole new thermal architecture. The team's done an amazing job at thinner heat pipes, new innovative fan blades that allow us to run this cooler and quieter as well. One thing that's not quieter is the speakers. The speakers fit into a smaller space, but they put out more volume, and it sounds better too. You get twice the dynamic range of audio. Now this is the system just fly, and it is incredible at capture you. Every day you're going to feel the performance. So here's some examples of the performance difference between the new 15-inch MacBook Pro and the previous generation. The new MacBook Pro at 3D graphics, 130% faster. At gaming, 60% faster. Video editing, 57% faster. This is the kind of performance you feel. Everyday, real-world applications. So that's the 15-inch MacBook Pro. Now let's look at the 13-inch MacBook Pro. It can be configured with dual-core 6th generation Intel i5 or i7 chips, also mated 2133 megahertz system memory. It's faster Intel i5, 64 megs RAM, which provides up to times the graphics performance of the generation. And it also has the faster flash storage. In this case, that now delivers twice the storage performance of the previous.
Don't tend to mute next time.
Oh, you woke me up.
Sorry, bro.
Application test on it. The new 13-inch MacBook Pro is 103% faster at gaming than the previous generation and 76% faster both at video editing and 3D graphics. Now, the system is much faster, so is the I.O. The fastest, most versatile I.O. we've ever built for MacBook Pro.
Double the bullshit.
Both the 13 and the 15-inch have four Thunderbolt 3 ports. That delivers an incredible 40 gigabit per second of bandwidth. Thus, also supports USB 3.1 Gen 2, of course, DisplayPort 1.2. Now, I know many of you know that
don't forget DisplayPort.
Thunderbolt 3 uses the USB style connector. That means that any one of the four ports can be your charging port. Plug it into whichever one you want.
That's good.
Left side, right side, and that's your charging port. But it's so much more versatile than that. Each one of the ports can power. Can be Thunderbolt, can be USB, DisplayPort, video out with VGA, or HDMI. So here's an example.
With
imagine
an adapter.
You're a Final Cut Pro editor.
But that's good.
And you want to set up your MacBook Pro, your workstation at home, at work. You want to build it out. Here's an example of what you can do with this incredible system. First, you want to add a display. There are many.
Are they going to show all the dongles?
Over DisplayPort, but this one is really
not showing an Apple display.
No. Nope.
Work together with Vaughn.
It's not coming.
That was Huan display, he said, right?
Yeah.
5K display.
Yeah.
Display's 5K resolution. It's wide color. It's built-in cameras, microphones, and speakers.
Thank you for the adverts.
Three USB-C ports that can plug peripherals directly into the display. And all of that connects to MacBook Pro over a single Thunderbolt 3 cable. Not only that, it also charges the MacBook Pro over that same cable. It's the ultimate docking system. And so cool that why not add two, right? So you can have two 5K displays plus your built-in 15-inch Retina display.
How much?
That's almost 35 million being driven by the graphics of the 15-inch MacBook Pro. With our three Thunderbolt 3 ports, we're going to add not only one, but two RAID storage arrays. This is new promise, Pegasus 3. It's configured with 24 terabytes per array here. So you think about that storage, those displays. This level of expandability and performance is not possible on any other notebook. It's truly remarkable. We think Pro customers love Pro. We want to show you three examples
with dongles akimbo, says Hancho.
On the new MacBook Pro.
Well, you notice they in his example they stuck to all Thunderbolt.
So to show you that, I'm very proud to bring up.
Yeah, and they use the one to start it, and then everything else connects to the one, so there's no dongles.
Well, you need the USB-C to Thunderbolt dongle, right? Or is Thunderbolt 3 use the same connector?
It's the same connector, but it didn't say that it was the same. It said it was the same for USB.
Right.
But that means there's no USB ports in it per se. No USB 3 ports.
But what I'm guessing on Thunderbolt cables, does Thunderbolt 3 change the cable from what we know as Thunderbolt cables today?
I got a feeling you need a dongle.
4K and also in wide color. I think absolutely. Let's take a look at the beginning of the piece. The new touch bar.
Let's Thunderbolt 3N looks like USB-C, Adam.
Right here in the touch bar, I can see my entire.
Yeah, so you won't need a dongle. You'll need a new cable.
Here I am. My
product. Yeah, no.
And that's cool, but even better, it's fully interactive. So, I can drag through my project. I can tap, jump to specific sections, and I can even zoom in, get a closer. It's pretty cool. Now, I'm going to add a...
I'm kind of with you there, Ewan, though. I mean, I can do all that, almost all that stuff on my trackpad.
Yeah, but you see her leaning over as well to see it.
Right, yeah.
So, for example, the sleeves on the keyboard.
That's going to get really tiresome.
Yeah, do you use your notebook flat or do you 12 selfie?
I'm going to drag it into my timeline right here at the bottom.
But if I use it at all, I don't use a laptop much anymore.
But I...
When I did, use a high-rise stand, but I don't know. There's a lot of people that use it flat.
I mean, I think there's scenarios where it's going to work and make sense, and then there's scenarios like this where it may break down a bit.
Pretty amazing. Thank you. It's great because I can also, with the touch bar, do things I do all the time, and it's even easier. Like, I can drag a slider to adjust my volume. If you look at the sound effect I just added, you can see waveforms change. I'll get it just right there. And with a tap, I can add a fade in and a fade out. Pretty cool. So it's that simple. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we've done so far. Screen, the touch bar shows me the same detailed overview of my timeline, but it's great because now I can navigate without ever leaving full screen, and with the power of the MacBook Pro,
I did feel like we kind of done touch bar,
even with really demanding 4K footage.
They're gonna do about 10 different apps now.
Right. I hope not. I want a curry.
Let's go to the end.
I think they're going till half seven.
I'm gonna add one last shot.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to IMAX
yet. It's this rather dramatic shot of the sculpture installed in a bamboo forest. There lies the answer, what botanical artists do. So, some of you might have been wondering.
Because the world needs botanical artists. Really useful. They used to be called gardeners when I was a kid.
Oh, no. There's, they dumbified Ikebana, which is a whole separate thing. It's like karate for plants in Japan. I'll see you in a second. They dumbed it down to botanical artists, which kind of gives it a disservice.
Doc, you better silence your computer, for Christ's sake.
I did!
Of the MacBook Pro. And as I hope
so we're getting all of the audio from it every time it does anything.
Great. Thanks so much.
That wench calls him a florist.
Thank you, Susan.
That's right.
I'm going to show your product to our customers down on above. So deep. Photoshop.
I'm not going to try to culturally educate you dudes, but just do a Google search on florist versus Ikebana. And you'll understand.
And that wasn't either.
Experience design manager for Adobe Photoshop. Ready?
That was Ikebana.
So here we go. You can also use Photoshop with the touch bar.
How's this?
Oh, God.
Okay, up next, I've got the man from Facebook who's going to tell us how we can use touch bar with the Facebook. And then...
powerful new way of working with Photoshop. Let me see if I can show you what I mean. All right, I have up here on the screen this amazing image of a woman climbing Tursinos Cave in Greece.
Come on, Heidi, give it to us.
This cave,
hey!
If it were here. Now, to pull this off, I'm going to need to cut the cave out of Greece. And the tool for cutting things out in Photoshop is called Select and Mask. And normally, it's in a menu or a subtool. But with the touch bar, it's right here at my feet. Now, you can see the touch bar has changed to show me only the controls I need for this task. You can see how with my right hand, I'm mousing, selecting. And with my left hand, I'm adjusting the size of the brush. Really fun, natural way of working. I can cut legs there. I'm going to switch over to my refinement tool, and again, I can resize while I work.
Totally. I do that on a Wacom now. Way of working. It's kind of awesome.
Faking made easy.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Let's see how I did. All right. That's not bad for 10 seconds.
And that whole time, my two hands were really working in concert, and my eyes were up and on my image. Really makes a lot of sense. It's really a good way of working. Okay, so this is great. This is definitely not grease.
But kind of feels like they're really trying to sell it.
And adding content to an already
more than they should have to.
Be a lot of fun, but not with a touch bar. Grab that.
It's a very featureful device that's rich and will give an awful lot to the interface of Sierra, but
so I'd like to add more color.
I got that when he mentioned it at the start. I don't need training in every single app that's going to use it.
And then I'm going to
we could have guessed that.
And then I'm going to go into
okay, now take yourself out of it and put your auntie or your mom in the position, and now we discuss that.
This is great. I have no
right, but this event isn't for those people. What this is about is what Apple always has to do, which is they have partners and people that they need to adopt this technology, and it's giving Adobe their little marketing moment. It's giving Twitter their little marketing moment so that they can keep those relationships healthy. That's what this is.
And I'll adjust how hard it is.
Thank you.
Also,
I'd have done that already by now. Color
now, speaking of color, you may know there are a lot of ways to choose color in Photoshop, but my new favorite by far is touch bar. This is absolutely awesome. Down here, I can keep my right hand dedicated on the touch bar, on the trackpad, just for painting and not doing any pointing or picking. And my left hand is just kind of sliding across the touch bar. It's really awesome. It almost feels like you're playing a musical instrument. Kind of hard to stop.
This is all fun and games until interactive touch bar porn sites come along.
Okay, here we are.
And that's
this
really
is looking pretty
horrific.
Good, but my color is really blending very well color. With the layer below that.
True that.
Fix that. I'm going to switch back to the layer properties.
And has she ever used Photoshop mode. Before?
Now, normally, choosing a blend mode in Photoshop is a lot.
Seems pretty good at it.
Not with those colors.
But with the touch bar.
Oh, well.
Using a program and being a skilled artist are two different things.
And this is really great. Really opens us up to a lot of.
She looks like Harry Potter, though.
It leaves room for serendipity to happen. There. I kind of like this. Pretty good. All right. Now, I've been doing all of this blending and cutting and painting completely fearlessly because I know that right here in my touch bar, I can scroll all the way back visual history and pick up anywhere along the way that loses me.
That's what I meant, Badwinch.
All right. And so that
I meant a character from, not the actual Daniel.
See, like, I mean, even that little application right there, like going back in your history, I can never, especially since Adobe changed that in Photoshop, it's always a pain to get to that menu for me, or to that thing.
Thank you.
It's always open. It's one of the permanents for me. Just put it in the hand toolbar and that's it.
But I mean, to be able to tap a button and swipe through that is kind of cool. The touch bar works for that sort of thing.
You can see now how with two hand operations, one on the trackpad, one on touch bar, creates a new experience. We think customers are going to love using MacBook Pro. For our third demo, I'd like to bring up a music application. There are so many incredible professional music applications on the Mac. That was a really fun one. So we're so excited for you to see PA Pro demo for you.
The other thing that's happening here, if you guys haven't noticed, is remember how I mentioned last time Apple has their Final Cut Creative Conference going on right now?
Yeah.
They're trying to sell to pros. It feels like they're trying to sell to pros that they haven't like left them behind.
And I've gone from turntables and vinyl all the way to the MacBook Pro is the standard for professionals. And we use dedicated controllers to perform live on stage. Well, with the touch bar, we now have one built right into with multi-touch dynamic controls, the touch bar enables the next generation they saw. Let's dive right in. On the touch bar, you have access to the core functionality of DJ Pro. Here is the sampler. The sampler allows me to trigger sound effects.
Cheeky buggers.
Now, let's create a loop. And using multi-touch, I can simultaneously apply a filter.
So, Doc?
Yeah, I'd use that, but I mostly use my iPad as the trigger for that.
Here I can scratch.
I use this app because Michael Simmons and those guys brought me on early on in the development of this version.
So does it do anything for you? Would you use this in addition or change, or you're just going to do it all still with the iPad?
Now we're ready to perform entirely.
If I was using my notebook, I probably would use this, but in a way, they have a new setup now too where you can use your iPad and your notebook together, so I can put all of those keys on the iPad and leave the notebook where the notebook is. But I just don't want to bring that much equipment, so half the time I just play on my iPad because it's easier.
Yeah.
But
I'm wondering if you could have more, so you could dedicate certain controls.
Yeah, yeah.
So to the Mac, and then certain more controls on the iPad.
The advantage of the iPad is just this is much better designed for touching stuff than mousing and clicking, but I do most of it by keystrokes.
I gotta say, Doc, going back to your earlier statement, I think this demo is probably what sold it for my mom and my auntie.
That's pretty funny because you damn Skippy, this demo's kind of dumb. There's not enough of us out there for them to put this in there. So
again, guys, remember.
Adam is exactly right. They're just going through their partners.
You're a bit serious tonight, Doc.
Well, they're going through their partners, and also if you look at the whole pacing and the things they've chosen to focus on, they're trying to sell the pros who are a little bit miffed with Apple for the long delay between release cycles on Macs. And they've got this other conference going on where all the pros are there in Cupertino watching very closely what Apple's doing. And this is them saying, look, we are still dedicated to pro apps and pro applications and using Macs in pro environments. That's the vibe I'm getting from this.
I think that's 100% true. That's a huge part of it. And then, you know, but the funny thing is to me, the pros are loud and vocal and bitchy because, well, we're on the internet, so we just seem louder because more of us like to talk about it. But pros are also more likely, Adam, to hold the older machine with a certain software because you got all of this stuff that's perfectly working and you don't want to screw it up.
Yep.
And don't upgrade.
Wes says, why didn't they just make a touchscreen?
God, I would hate that.
Killer point.
I hate it.
Killer point.
You saw that Microsoft one yesterday. That was amazing.
We're heading there. I guarantee you this is the first step to a whole keyboard that is using, you know, taptic feedback and just the whole keyboard being a display. This is just the baby step toward that.
Do we need a second video card to run the touchpad?
Ooh.
Well, Apple already said they have their own dedicated chip in there, didn't they?
Yes, but it was a joke. It was a frigging joke. Will everyone lighten up?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Working to bring all of Microsoft Office, Pro.
Oh, don't do Office, please.
You're going to see Touch Bar built in.
Oh, no.
Word.
We know.
Hey, quick access to WordArt. People want that.
Whoop.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hate that. Every time I see a word on post, I lose my mind.
Can I have a touch bar clippy?
But I guarantee you, you know, all the people in education are going to think that's awesome.
A photographer like Pixelmate, user interface designer, Sketch, high-end video editing, color grading, DaVinci Resolve, on and on.
My dad loves this program.
It's going to take peak advantage. Incredible new experience. That's what the MacBook Pro is. Entirely new experience. The gold standard notebooks. It's a brand new design. We have a brief video.
I mean, what's really awesome about this is the opportunity to do some really creative things with that space. I mean, think about games too. I mean, the kinds of things that you could do with games and feedback and
Pro combines the fundamental
great opportunity.
I'm waiting for somebody like Touch Tool Pro or, you know, like Alfred or whatever. I just need Alfred in that space. The rest of it, I'm cool.
This results in an extreme.
If Vero and those games can work that out, that'll be amazing, boss. You see how the hinge flushes to the bottom? That's pretty trick.
In a display we've ever put in a notebook.
It's definitely pretty.
A precisely designed LED spectrum projects through a metal oxide backplane. This yields a remarkably bright, high contrast picture with a wider color gamut. The larger Force Touch trackpad now provides an expansive area for a whole range of gestures.
Did he say expensive?
We've continued to refine our keyboard
design to be more accurate and efficient. Dome switches beneath each key have been optimized for a more responsive feel.
Have you guys gotten used to the butterfly keys yet?
Not used.
I hate them.
I have the old keyboard, so.
We're introducing a new way to interact with your notebook.
So do you have a MacBook? Multi-touch bar
provides a more 5K. More immediate connection 5K. To your content.
Oh.
Commands that were once hidden.
And 5K iMac.
Yeah, easily accessible, but it came with the keyboard. And
also, I have the older keyboard.
See, this has been done for all the people, all the wankers that can't learn the shortcuts. Allowing you to work
with greater efficiency. I agree with you, and I always yell at my clients about not learning the shortcuts.
Well, now they have less of a reason to. With Touch
ID. No kidding. This seamless integration. That's why I say that this is made for more of the neophytes than the pros, but they're slinging it at the pros. Most of the stuff that they were doing with the touch bar during the stuff, I can do on my Wacom or by just shortcut keys.
But again, I think this is a kind of thing where this is a new technology that comes out, they show a bunch of examples, and then really where it's going to shine is when developers look at this and figure out, okay, this works for this, this doesn't, and that's where it becomes amazing, because they'll figure out what makes sense and what doesn't make sense pretty quickly.
Yeah, it'll be different. So when I bought my 5K, I got it with the mouse and the trackpad, because for a guy like, I don't know, 6 years now since Better Touch Tool came out, I use both, and I have one hand on each. And this doesn't affect me as much as like I would think it would, is because with apps like Better Touch Tool, you can do most of this today with a regular trackpad.
Right.
You just can't see.
In the evolution of the Mac.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's just visual feedback stuff that apps integrate, it's going to be kind of cool.
The new MacBook Pro runs our latest version of macOS, Sierra. Sierra takes full advantage of all that MacBook Pro has to offer. Wide color display, touch bar, touch ID, and so much more. And the hardware and software working together for thin and light notebooks deliver all-day battery life, up to 10 hours of battery life, both 13-inch and the 15-inch. This is incredible generation notebook. Now, it might be fun to bring back that first generation of notebook, just for comparison. It is remarkable how much has occurred in 25 years.
Man, just getting rid of the floppy disk helps so much.
You're right, Doc. That's the only difference.
That's 1 hour more of battery. Incredible now. Than a 2015 15-inch.
Mr. Hanshaw has pointed out that there doesn't look like there's a headphone port in the 13-inch.
Oh, really? Yeah.
AirPods that don't exist.
Or
Angela. Thought of another way, a full year.
I don't think it. I don't remember seeing a headphone jack in either. Did we?
I don't think we did.
It is remarkable. We have advanced so far, including how we make our MacBook Pros are all made Darcy-free glass, mercury-free displays, DFR.
Why read it out?
That's something that pros are not going to be happy about. That's not there.
Well, I don't know if it's not there.
I know.
But he hasn't mentioned it.
Oh, there is a headphone jack.
There is.
In 13 and 15.
The Verge is saying the swap out the USB ports, one classic port remains the headphone jack. Doesn't say which
it's
model
there
though.
That picture. There's two Thunderbolt 3s, and then there's the circular. You can just see on that picture. Yeah.
Where?
At the bottom next to the.
MacBook Air.
That's a MacBook Air.
Is it?
Yeah. Look at the wedge.
So we're making a bottle of the 13th MacBook Pro,
additional function Thunderbolt port. See. Think that a lot of. Yeah, they're putting out to pasture the Air.
Well, you know, the MacBook Air is beloved with incredible thin. Here it is.
Moment of silence for the NBA.
SD card reader? No.
Remember, we told you the MacBook Pro is 14.9 millimeters. That is thinner than the MacBook Air.
Mine still works.
It's actually 12% thinner.
So they're replacing it with a low-end 13-inch MacBook, Air is MacBook Pro.
So it's probably smaller. Yeah. The MacBook Pro is 30% smaller in volume than the MacBook Air. What about weight? They both weigh the same 3 pounds. The MacBook Pro weighs the same as MacBook Air, thinner, smaller. So let's look at them another way. Here they are. Here we are looking down on top of the MacBook Air. Let's slide on the 13-inch MacBook Pro on top of it. See how much smaller it
is. You're going to scratch it.
It has a lower volume. Advanced design, incredible new techniques make this 13-inch MacBook Pro so small, so light. Here they are back-to-back, MacBook Air on the left, MacBook Pro on the right. The MacBook Pro, smaller, but better in every way. It has 13-inch Retina display.
And it's the same price.
Faster memory.
No.
The story.
Yeah, they never mess with notebook pricing, except for when they lowered it.
Yep. It is you heard that it doesn't have the touch bar. It has a standard function key.
Keyboard, yeah.
Yeah.
A 13-inch with traditional function keys, a 13-inch touch bar, a 15-inch with touch bar. Now, there are many configurations of all these, and you can detail it with all the different things you want on it, but they each, of course, have an entry configuration. So I want to walk through those. The 13-inch MacBook Pro with function keys starts with a 2 gigahertz dual-core Intel Core i5. And it turbo speeds up to 3.1 gigahertz, so it's really fast. There's Intel Iris Graphics 5.
Damn, Apple.
There's 8 gigs.
Why did it start with 8 gigs?
256 gigs of faster flash storage and 2 Thunderbolt.
Well, the 15 starts at 16.
The 13-inch MacBook Pro with
touch. Even that's low. The new freaking Windows machines came out with 32 gigs.
i5, it turbo speeds
this should start at 16
gigahertz, and of course it has 4 Thunderbolt ports. And the 15-inch MacBook Pro with its touch bar and touch ID starts with a 2.6 gigahertz quad-core.
It's crap presentation to read out what's on the screen, Phil, and reading it out, and there's loads of it, and no one gives a shit is even worse. Of memory.
The pricing for these three configs
thank you.
Are $14.99.
Same price, isn't it?
As always, it never changes, except for when it went down $100.
You can buy them now!
You get the cheap, you get the 13-inch function keys now.
It said order now, not get it now.
Yeah, you can order now, but you'd be lucky if you get it in 2 to 3 weeks within the next 2 minutes.
Before we finish, I want to bring back one other product.
Because we've only made 10 of them.
Here's the 3 new MacBook Pros, and I've added on the left the 12-inch MacBook. That 12-inch MacBook started us on this path, created many of the pioneering technologies.
The little Mac that could.
Now adapted
that little MacBook.
The MacBook Pro.
It typed and it
really
typed.
Makes sense together as
it drew and it drew.
Knock it down to $6.99.
2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds. Starting at $12.99, going up to $23.99. From the most extreme portable notebook we've ever made, the most powerful. We think this is the most forward-looking.
Well, we have dissed them for not having a kind of rationalization of the notebook line, and they've done it now, so
good on them.
Thank you. We think are going to love MacBook Pro.
It's poor
we
can't gradient.
Wait to see all of the amazing things. So excited.
You gotta get better hand model though. That picture looks like Spiegel.
Another video.
The ad. You gotta have the ad.
I gotta say, Apple's music director is pretty awesome.
The new MacBook Pro lineup are the best books we have ever made. Most advanced notes ever. They join other powerful products that we've announced this year. The best smartwatch, Apple Watch Series 2.
No iMac, no display, huh?
Nope.
iPad Pro.
Told you guys, no display.
Smart keyboard and the Apple Pencil.
I didn't think there was going to be a display either.
I didn't think they were going to be in the display market anymore. They can't make them cheap enough. Everyone else is doing it better.
That's exactly what I told my friend. He's like, no, they got to come out. And I was like, bro, the Dell 5K is $19.99. An iMac is $17.99. You just do exactly what I do, buy another iMac and then just daisy chain it. But when you want to render and pair off the rendering, I can just move it over to the other machine with a simple click and then keep working on this one. You know what I mean?
That's funny. I never thought about that.
I have two iMacs staring at me right now. One with Tim on it and one with you, Lot.
Because you and you can chain them together like a display, right?
Yeah, Thunderbolt. So what I do is I hit Command Function F2, and then so now it's dual. But if I need to switch back to the other one, then I just do it again and it goes back. And then I have a gesture for it on my keypad. I mean, on my trackpad.
And it's over.
Never thought about that.
So there you go. There's an hour and a half of your life you're never going to get back.
That's it, huh?
I thought it was an okay.
No key. Pro, no iMacs, no Mac Minis.
No Pro, no iMacs.
Hey, Paul.
No one ever really thought that. There was no leaks about iMacs there anyway, so I'm not
surprised. There were some.
They passed over, completely passed over the AirPods thing, because they've recapped on absolutely everything else they've done in the last few months, but not the
good
AirPods.
Good point, yeah.
Because they're not coming. Don't want to mess that up now, do we, Apple? I thought it was quite good. I thought the strip was good.
What do you think the cause of that is? The delay or the plastic? Or normally, to me, it's always their trouble with the bonding of colors to these new materials that they be trying to create. Like, what do you think is the display, or what's the rumor mill saying about that?
About what? What are we asking about?
So yesterday, like, I saw the thing about why the delay, I mean, that it's getting delayed. But
the AirPods?
I haven't seen anybody postulate like why it's happening, and normally for Apple in the past it's been the bonding of colors to these new materials that they keep trying to make.
I think it's a f-up.
Are we talking about the AirPods?
Yeah, well, that's AirPods. Yeah, it's we know that, Ewan, but I'm saying anybody figure out why yet? It's anybody color, talking about why yet?
I'm guessing the most likely thing is finickiness or issues with the W1 chip and the whole pairing setup and that sort of thing. That would be the only reason I would think to really delay it.
They released
the W1 Beats headsets. So maybe that's not it.
Those have a better profit margin, so maybe that's the trick.
Maybe.
Well, there we go.
You know,
we will be back next week to discuss all of the ins and outs of this. Someone will have no doubt had a go at the event and will tell us how good these things are or bad they are and whether they like the bar or don't like the bar. Until that point, we're going to say au revoir because we're going for a curry. Doc, thank you for coming, sir.
Yes, sir.
Where can we get a hold of you, bud?
You can find me all over the internets. At DOCROCK, and don't forget to check out the Offshore podcast, which is this cool little thing like Serial that I'm working on with Civil Beat Hawaii. It's pretty epic story. You should check it out.
Okay, will do. Adam, where are you, sir?
You can find me at maccast.com or maccast on Twitter, and maccast just about every place else.
Excellent, mate. And righty boy.
Hi, mate. Paul's on Twitter, in the Slack, and at oldbritishtechnetwork.com.
Excellent, mate. We're going to be back again next week as normal, back on Thursdays, Mac Show at 7, Big Show at 9, and we'll start talking the shooting the breeze on all of the stuff that's going on. Thanks for listening. Pretty dull event, says LG.
That could have been done in an hour.
Yeah, easily.
True that.
I think that the thing was, since the Jobs era ended, they've tried hard with the presentations. They've got them a lot better. They've really beefed them up and the presentation styles improved, but that didn't. That went right back. That was just reading out the shit that was on the screen. That's got to change. Absolute rubbish.